You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. Verily, verily, you are good. Verily, verily, you are good. Verily, verily, you are good. Jesus, you are good. Verily, verily, you are good. Verily, verily, you are good. Verily, verily, you are good. Jesus, you are good. Jesus, you are good. Jesus, you are good. Father, Lord, indeed, you are good to us. We thank you for everything concerning each and every one of us, concerning our children, concerning our husband, concerning our wife, concerning the church of God. Father, Lord, tonight, take glory in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, our Heavenly Father, for in Jesus' name we are praying. We can be seated. We are all seated. God bless you. I was closing my eyes so I didn't see that everybody was seated. This evening, I believe that the Spirit of God is here. I was listening to Mommy Pastor's prayer. And just this evening, around 3:34, I prepared a message since Tuesday, and while I was sitting, where I was working, there was flood. So because of that, there was a pipe burst somewhere. Nobody could do anything. So we have to move and go to one open area. Everybody sat down there. And while I was sitting, the Spirit of God was ministering to me. This is not where you belong. This is not. I was sitting there and that thing kept coming to my head. I said, I've not even received the first paycheck. The Lord will open your eyes.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
So I pick a pen. Brethren, please, I'm begging you for this period, during this fasting period, I want you to be working with a pen and paper because God will continue to speak to you. And I want you to take note of every word that heaven is sending to you. So I pick a pen and I started writing. Eventually, I wrote about 3-4 pages. As I was writing, my phone was there. I was going. Something will come to my head. I will Google, go, the Bible verse. I'm like, wow. And towards the end, I Googled a page, and what came up was a new man. And I look. A new man. You know, sometimes the Spirit of God is always working with us. He's always working. That was why when Mommy Pastor was praying those prayers, I said, God, you are just awesome. Brethren, it doesn't make sense for us to come here, do 3-day fasting and prayer. January, Happy New Year. And at the end, we come to the new year. And we still remain the same person that we were in 2017. We are still doing the same thing. Still thinking the same way. Still praying the same way. Still serving God the same way. What is new in the year? It's a carryover. It's an extension. That was what God was telling me. That was the things coming to my head. And as I was doing the research and everything, I'm like, wow. Brethren, this year is a year of fulfillment of destiny.
Amen.
It is a year of signs and wonders.
Amen.
We have heard all those prophecies. But we cannot sit down and fold our hands and think that things will just jump from nowhere. There is work to do. There is action to take. There is move to be made. When the pastor said that Jephthah was locked up in Tob, most of us are locked up somewhere. We think we are where we are supposed to be. We are too comfortable in our comfort zone. It's amazing. January has ended. This is February, the shortest month. Before you know what happened, first quarter is gone. This year you will not sleep.
Amen.
I'm not talking of sleeping at night. I'm saying this year you will not sleep in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It is not a year of... I'm still thinking about it. No, it's a year that you will make things happen. In the mighty name of God. It's a year to make a ruckus and be a linchpin in your career, in your business, in your ministry. Bring up something. Bring up an idea and pursue it. If you are going to fail, fail and rise up again. And you will succeed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You have to go for it though. That is just the message. So when our mommy was praying those prayers, I know that God has answered the prayer of this church. David knew he's supposed to pursue. He was there. But at a point in his life, he has to turn to God. He was still, he couldn't even process it himself. And he said, Lord, should I? God said, what are you waiting for? I put it to you this evening. What are you waiting for? That vision, that dream, that goal, that target, that ministry that the Lord has given unto you. What are you waiting for? You will pursue in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And when you pursue, you will overtake.
Amen.
You will recover all.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, when our mommy was praying, she said, if only we knew what we are carrying. I've heard this message over and over and over again. This is not the time to be thinking about messages. No. This is the time to make use of all those messages we have had. My son gave a testimony, he's 18 years old. That means I've been 18 years as a worker in the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Oh, 19. That was the question I asked myself when he gave that testimony. I said, and I'm still there, sitting there, doing what? The Lord will wake you up.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Every trick of the devil to put you to sleep this year, the Lord will destroy it in the mighty name of Jesus. Every strategy of the enemy to put you and I to sleep, it will be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let us open our Bible to the book of Colossians 3:10. The title of my message is A New Man. Because God is raising new men in this church. God is raising new women in this church. God is raising new children and new youth in this church in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. Put on the new man. Brethren, this is the year of awakening. The new man inside us must come out. This man that you are looking is the old man. So from tonight, look at yourself. Tell yourself that from tonight, I am a new man. From tonight, I am a new woman. My thinking is going to be different. The way I serve the Lord is going to be different. The way that the Lord speaks to me is going to be different. My prayer life is going to be, everything about me is going to be new. That is when this year is a new year. Otherwise, it's a carryover. You will not carry over in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, God himself is new every day. Those are the things that just keep coming. As I'm thinking about it, something will come. I will write it down. He is new every morning. always new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians 4:13. Because the problem we have is that we believe there are some things that we cannot do, we cannot achieve. Our mommy was giving testimony, she was afraid, she doesn't even know. But God has already taken care of everything. God has spoken on our behalf. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I can do what? All things. Tell yourself, I can do all things. You can do all things. It doesn't matter what it is. We can do it. But the key is this. Is strength. I know it's not easy. But my prayer is that every strength that you need to renew yourself, to be a new man, to be a new man in ministry, to get a new career, to get a new business, to pray anew, to do everything for God new, the Lord will give you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, what else are we waiting for? Any dimension of strength that you need and the wisdom that you need. Physical strength, financial strength, spiritual strength, the Lord will give it unto you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, when the Bible says that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, that means, look at that all. Because I underline that all. That means no policy can limit you. Trump policy has nothing to do with your life. American policy, Dow Jones, Wall Street has nothing to do with it. You know what? The only thing that it has to do is that it's him going to even help you to take you to where God wants you to be in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Do you know that a lot of people outside America now are investing in the stock market in America? And we are here sitting down. We live in America. We live in America. We are children of God. We are praying for wealth. And we keep criticizing Trump. You will wake up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, this is the bottom line. And we are just going to pray. And that's it. We go home and sleep. The bottom line is that there is no contract. There is no biblical contract between man, between God, and just ordinary man. The only valid contract between God and man is between God and a righteous man. That is the bottom line. Anything outside that is off the book. So that means once we can stay righteous, then all this will be applicable. We can do great exploits. Everything will work on our behalf. It doesn't matter what the enemy has done. We will overcome in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. So if the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short, what is going to happen to the expectation of the unrighteous? It's already cut off. Period. The Bible says in Psalm 34:15 or 1 Peter 3:12. Please put it on the board. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are attentive to their cry. I pray for you. As you are leaving this place, whenever you open your mouth, to ask God for anything, He will do it in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Look at that. He said, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayer. Brethren, we are going to make it this year. We will fulfill our destiny in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every prophecy that you have received, I don't know for how long you have been receiving the same prophecy. I know the one that I have been receiving that has not manifested. I pray for you. From tonight, they will start to manifest in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will not continue to repeat the same prayer point over and over and over again in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
But the Bible says the righteous are as bold as what? As lion. You see the contract now? The only two words that you can find in the Bible is the righteous or the disciple. There's no Christian. In fact, the Christians are known only in Antioch. Period. I'm a redeemer. I go to redeem. No title. Forget about title. It's garbage. The two key, the righteous and the disciple. So if you are not righteous and you are not a disciple, forget it. No contract. You will not be an onlooker in the games of life in the mighty name. I say in the work of God, you will not be an onlooker in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, in Matthew 6:33, lastly, my brother, please put it on the board. Matthew 6:33, we all know. It's very simple. I just want to put it on the board. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. I pray for you. Everything that you need that will make you happy, that will make you scream for joy, that will make you jump for joy, the Lord will add it unto you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Righteousness, the bottom line. Now I understand why Daddy Gio preached holiness, holiness, holiness. Period. That means if you can have that foundation, all other things will be added. I pray. We will not miss it in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us rise. In the book of Romans 12:2. Romans 12:2, the Bible says, Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You can go and read that verse over and over again, and God we interpret that message to you. You know, you cannot afford to conform. The only thing that conforms is water. Water conforms in its three states. In liquid form, it flows with the flow. It flows. Wherever, that's where it flows. Some of us flow with the flow. No. In a solid form, it takes the shape of any container. If you put it in a square container, it becomes square. If you put it in a round, it becomes round. That is water. And in the gaseous state, it vaporizes into thin air and disappear. Our mommy pray a prayer. Say, in the gates of life, you will not disappear.
Amen.
I pray that prayer again. In the gates of life, you will not vaporize and disappear in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For the remaining part of this year, I want you to pray that, Lord, let your spirit lead me. Let your spirit guide my step. Brethren, I want you to just pray that simple prayer. That for the remaining part of this year, let the spirit from heaven lead me in every step that I take, in every decision that I make, let the Spirit of God lead me in the mighty name of Jesus. Renew my thinking, renew my mind, renew my heart in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I don't want to carry over from year to year to year to year. This year, I want it to be a new year, a real new year in my life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Heavenly Father, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. When Mommy Mosu was praying, she said, God wants us to do what? To believe more. Those are the part of the newness. Some we have take prayer as a routine. They say we should pray, we pray. We don't even believe in the prayer that we just prayed. So you are going to pray that this year, my testimony will abound. Because my faith will abound in the mighty name of Jesus. I will continue, I will start to believe. I will. The Bible says only believe. If only you can believe. But Father, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, give me testimony. Let my faith abound in you. Let me trust you in every department of my life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Heavenly Father, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. The Bible says that without faith, we cannot please God. So what are we doing? The Lord will give us faith.
Amen.
The faith that will move mountains, the Lord will give it to us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There's a prayer book that I wrote down where people are giving testimony. And I want us to pray that prayer. Because when our brother Tobo was giving testimony, some of us, we don't take attention. We don't pay attention to some of this testimony. The last testimony was a mind-blowing testimony. I don't know if I am wrong. I want him to correct me. He said, last year, from January to December, he thought he did great. He thought God has worked wonderful things. He said, but just this January 2018 is beyond everything that he has done, that God has done in his life from January to December 2017. That means 12 months is equal to 1 month. You are going to pray. Because you are going to convert that prayer. Because God will give you accelerated speed.
Amen.
Unhindered speed, the Lord will give it unto you. Multiple achievements, God will give you. I want you to open your mouth and say, Lord, give me accelerated speed in my career, in my business, in my ministry, in concerning my children, everything that I touch. Lord, give me that speed in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't want to remain in the same position. I don't want to be dragging my feet. Lord, give me speed in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, our Heavenly Father. For in Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
The Bible says that an Elijah outrun the chariots. That was the testimony. You are going to pray for yourself. When Elijah outrun the chariot, the Bible recorded that he was waiting for them at the gate of Jezreel. I don't know whether you have seen all these marathons, these people that run marathons. If you see anyone that is good, he will be at the crossing line and we should just be looking at the others. So you have to pray that, Lord, this year, for the remaining part of this year, I will overtake my peers in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, you will increase my speed in my business, in my career, in my ministry, in my prayer life, in everything concerning me. Lord, there will not be stagnancy in my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, our Heavenly Father. For in Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
And so our Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you. We appreciate you for what you have done. We thank you, O Lord, for this night vigil. Because from tonight, you will renew us.
Amen.
We will be new men. We will be new women.
Amen.
We will be new youth. Our children will be renewed.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every spirit of what if, every spirit of how, what if, what if, that is the spirit of fear that is tying down the children of God, that locked Jehoshaphat up in thought, the Lord will destroy it tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If God himself will awake us, we will not sleep for the remaining part of this year.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, our Heavenly Father. For in Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
Praise.